Fish and shellfish account for a significant portion of foodborne illnesses throughout the world. Now, a method developed by Cawthron scientists to detect toxins in seafood will help to set a world standard for the global industry, as well as being a boost for people who love kaimoana. Cawthron, in partnership with food safety scientists at the UK Centre for the Environment, Fisheries and Aquaculture Science, has led a study over the past 4 years to gain international recognition for a method to detect neurotoxins in seafood products. It now has that validation. In fact, the test is already in use here, Aotearoa. Cawthron Institute marine toxin chemist Dr. Tim Harwood is the New Zealand Seafood Safety Research Platform leader. Quite a title you've got there. Kia ora, Tim.
Yeah, good morning.
Great to think that the Cawthron Institute in Nelson is leading the charge on toxin testing seafood. Can you explain in a bit more detail what's been developed here?
Yeah, sure. So I think it's great that a little science institute in Nelson can develop something that really has benefit for the New Zealand seafood industry and indeed shellfish industries around the world. So the method that we've developed is able to be used to routinely test New Zealand shellfish for a class of regulated marine toxins known as paralytic shellfish toxins. So these are a water-soluble class of toxins that are naturally produced by some classes of marine microalgae, and it includes 20 or so structurally related analogues, which are not destroyed when you cook the shellfish. So it's when they're present in the shellfish and shellfish consumers eat them that we have a bit of a problem.
How sick can you get with PSP?
So there are a number of different shellfish toxins that are known. The paralytic shellfish toxin group are the one that you really don't want to have. So you can have mild symptoms from tingling lips and tingling fingers right through to the other end of the spectrum, which in severe cases is death.
Why are fish and shellfish so potentially dangerous in this regard? What makes them so vulnerable, perhaps, to these kinds of toxins?
Yeah, so filter feeding shellfish feed on microalgae, which are microscopic plants which are present in the water. And a really small percentage of those plants produce toxins which are problematic to shellfish consumers. So it's when these toxic algae are present within shellfish growing areas, filter feeding shellfish like mussels, oysters and scallops, naturally accumulate these toxins. And it's when they're harvested and consumed that, again, we have this problem to human health. So the toxins themselves don't cause a problem to the shellfish, and they accumulate them, and when the toxic algae pass, the toxins will be eliminated from the shellfish over a period of time, so they can be left in the water, and once they're shown to be safe, they can be harvested and consumed.
Your method then, now it's going to be applied internationally. I mean, voluntarily, internationally, or will this become the standard?
Well, what we hope is that it gets picked up in various jurisdictions around the world, and we think the weight of evidence is around. It's just a better test than what's currently out there, and other people are using. So there are a number of other analytical tests that people are using, and in some countries they're still using what's known as a mouse bioassay. So still using mice for routine testing of shellfish. That's not the case in New Zealand, and Cawthron's got a really proud history of developing alternative test methods to using mice for testing shellfish.
Well, let's pick up on that. What are the benefits in the lab and for the industry of not using mice for experimentation?
Well, as I just alluded to, it's just a better test. We have more confidence in the result that we get. We're able to push through more samples during busy times, so that's say during a bloom event, where industry is wanting to test a large number of samples to confirm that their product's safe to consume. So we're able to handle that higher volume. And we're able to generate a result faster for industry. So it's what's known as a turnaround time. So once the sample arrives in the lab, we're able to get a result out to industry faster than we were in the past, which is the types of things that our industry partners are wanting from the test methods that we developed.
So they're wanting accuracy, of course. What's the accuracy level?
Yeah. Look, there are a number of parameters that we assess when we validate a method. So accuracy is one of those measures. There are other things like precision and robustness and linearity, all things that get analytical chemists excited. But they're really fundamental things to ensure that the method you use is able to generate a result that you have confidence in. And we, you know, we've done this international validation study over the last 4 years. We've engaged with 21 laboratories all around the world across 5 different continents, tested a whole range of different shellfish containing different proportions of the toxins that we're looking for, using different personnel, using different instrumentation, and the results have come in and they stack up and they show that the method is able to generate really good results that you have confidence in.
Well, that sounds, of course, extremely expensive, which is to be expected in something like this. Where has the funding come from, and will there be money to be made from this when the word gets out?
Yeah, look, we're really thankful that we get support from the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment. They fund something called the Seafood Safety Research Program, which is a long-term research program that Cawthron leads and involves AgResearch, Plant and Food Research and ESR, 3 other Crown Research Institutes. And we're researching a whole range of seafood safety-related topics, ranging from harmful algae through to pathogenic bacteria and viruses. So, you know, we're really fortunate to have that funding, and we also get a lot of support from our industry partners. We're really thankful for that, and we're able to generate tools which industry is able to use to certify their product and gives confidence for it to enter export markets, which is, you know, where most of New Zealand seafood ends up.
This test has been used here, actually, on New Zealand shellfish industry since it was developed, I think, in 2015, so coming up 5 years. Can you quantify what impact that might have had? We know that in New Zealand we've got real issues with essentially food poisoning, but what has happened with the shellfish since the test has come in?
Yeah, well, I'll just pick up your comment. You know, in New Zealand we don't have a big problem with food poisoning. You know, in the case of marine toxins, we have a really good monitoring program that's in place. So that's administered by a competent authority, MPI, with a lot of support from the industry to ensure that commercial product that is produced in New Zealand is absolutely first class and is able to be exported to, you know, right around the world, you know, certainly around the Pacific Rim and further afield into Europe. So as you mentioned, we've been using the method since 2015. We knew the benefits of using the method, you know, 5 years ago, and we're able to demonstrate that to MPI and our industry partners that it was better than the alternatives that were out there. We've certainly shown that over the last 5 years, and in recent times, you know, the last 4 years, we've gone through this international laboratory validation study, which is what's needed to obtain international accreditation for the method. So it really did take that long to design the study, you know, working really closely with our fantastic collaborator at CFIS in the UK, Dr. Andy Turner, to get the study up and running, number of pre-trials, the full study, interpretation of results, publication of the results, and final sign-off by MPI that it certainly meets that bar.
Thank you very much for your time. That's Cawthron Institute marine toxin chemist, Dr. Tim Harwood.